coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, we're hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, Sound Code and the Spirit.
Glory to God.
Now remember what we said yesterday. Give us this day our daily bread. And I told you that was before the consummation of the redemptive work. And having done it, it only just shows us that for every Christian, every child of God, there is an allocation from heaven. There is an allocation. Jesus even put it this way. He said, which of you that's a father, if his son shall ask him bread, will give him a stone? Or for fish, will give him a serpent? He says, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly father give good things to them that ask him? That's what he said. So even you who are men here, fathers here, you have allocations for your children. Don't you think Papa God is smarter than that? Jesus says, he has. He taught those disciples, says, pray this way. He says, give us this day our daily bread. So now that that has been settled, we don't have to ask for it. We can just go ahead and receive it. And it's more than enough for everybody. Don't you think, listen, he's a king. He's not giving you your daily bread like, you know, this is. No, and get this. It's not like manna in the wilderness that if you didn't take it today, he was gone forever. No. Some of you, I told you, you've never taken that which belonged to you. Since you became a Christian, there's been lots of daily bread left over for you, which you never asked for. And what you were supposed to spend every day was more than enough for you alone. It was enough for you and many others so you could be of help to other people. Now, since you haven't laid your claims, it's about time you did. It's about time. And you know why I said that? Because words are important. Words are important. And everything in creation has memory. So whatever was set to your account, it's still there. It's still there. For some of you, it's accumulated. You'd be amazed what belongs to you. All that time you were calling on God for your house rent, it was there all the time. You just didn't know how to get it. Hallelujah. You still there? Glory to God. I refuse to be broke. How could I be broke? How could I be broke? We're in verse what? Okay, 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. Next verse. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Now, look at something else that's going to happen now. Verse 9. Then said he, the Lord, unto me, prophesy unto the winds. Uh-oh, talk to the wind. Now he told somebody to talk to the rock. But he said talk to dry bones. Now he says talk to the wind. We can talk to the wind. We can talk to the wind. It's right there. He says, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. Verse 10. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. And somebody said, hallelujah. He says, son of man, talk to the wind. They needed water. They needed water. They were crying, oh, we need water, water, water. Moses prays to God, oh, God, there's too many people. Where can we get water? The Lord says, talk to the rock. Tell the rock to bring you out water. Huh? The bones are very dry. Son of man, can these bones live? Lord, that's up to you. He says, all right, prophesy to the bones and say, oh, ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. God shall cause breath. He's talking to the bones. God shall cause breath to come into you and you shall live. I wish somebody said something to his business. I wish somebody said something to his finances. You know, I started 5 businesses last year. They all folded up. I don't know what to do. You know, I was selling such and such. And then finally the customers were no longer coming. You know, I opened a shop and something happened. My shop is empty. People are not coming. Prophesy! Hear this. Now, you know, you can't just prophesy. You need the word. You need the rhema. You get it? You need it. So how are you going to get it? First of all, you got to get in the word. Get into the word and let the word of God inspire you. You study the word. You hear the word. Then faith comes by hearing. And after hearing the word, when faith has come to you, then you pray. You pray in the Holy Ghost waiting for God to give you the rhema. Okay, the Holy Ghost will give you the rhema. Now, why do you have to pray like that? Because your natural mind cannot connect with God's station. There's a station, there's a frequency. Are you hearing me? So your natural mind can connect to get it. So I'm going to be pacing the floor, speaking in tongues, waiting for the moment, because when God, brothers and sisters, God is a master communicator. When he speaks, it will shatter doubt. He says, isn't my word like a hammer, like a fire, and like a sword? It's too powerful. So you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to wonder, what if he says it and I didn't know it was him? Then you weren't praying from your spirit. You just keep pacing the floor, speaking in tongues, waiting for the rhema moment. That's the word of faith, the word of power. So you're praying, speaking in tongues, speaking in tongues. He knows what's on your mind. He knows it's about your shop. He knows it's about your finances. He knows about that business. But you are waiting for a word because you're going to prophesy as he commands you. You need the code. God, I need the sound code. I need the sound code. Hallelujah. I need the sound code. So I'm speaking in tongues, 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 speaking in tongues. At a certain moment, the word will come right into my spirit. Glory to God. Now you can understand why he tells us that no matter what, we are victors forever. The only way you lose is when you refuse to use what you've got, or if you're ignorant. He says, my people are destroyed for their lack of knowledge. So many Christians suffer defeat because they're ignorant. I'll never be defeated. Oh, no. I'll get into the Word, the source of all knowledge, and Christ, who is the embodiment of all wisdom, manifested in me, I refuse to fail. I refuse. Hallelujah. So you, for whatever it is, you need the sound code. You need it. Once you have the sound code and you give it, creation will respond to you. The sound code is in every created thing. It's in every created thing. And once that the Lord has put that rhema in your mouth, don't be quiet. Utter it. Did you hear Ezekiel say, I prophesied as I was commanded. I prophesied as I was commanded. And you know, the Holy Spirit was sent to help us to make success of our lives. That's why he came. He's your helper. See, no matter what you're going through, he came to help you win. Don't ignore him. He came to help you win. That's why there's no position of disadvantage to you. He came to help you win.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day, through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.